All right, it's Tuesday morning, and the Port Huron City Council met last night for the last regular meeting in 2018. Joining us right now is the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Where is this year gone?
I don't know. I was just thinking when I was waiting for you, I thought, wow, I'm going to have to say Merry Christmas to Paul.
Yeah,
and
Merry Christmas.
That sounds really odd.
it does, but nonetheless, here we are, 2 weeks away from the big day. So an abbreviated schedule in December for the holiday, one meeting.
Right.
And among the things last night, the big headline was bought a new fire truck.
Yes, we did. It's very imperative that we purchase this new fire truck because we don't have the, well, we have one that's we bought back 6 years ago that's just not, we've had a lot of trouble with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the company did do some repairs and added a warranty to it for a couple more years, but it has been still out of service a lot, which means then we have to call in if it's an area where it's too high, we have mm-hmm. to call in the mutual aid. So we do need a ladder truck that can go to buildings that are over two stories. So, and when you order a truck, it doesn't come immediately.
No, it's a custom order deal, isn't it?
Right, it's not going to come until 2020. So it's about 16 months before it's actually going to be here. So it is something that you do have to at least do a lot of advance work on, and they've looked into this very carefully, and the truck will be ordered, and we will see it in 2020.
All right. The state of Michigan is asking municipalities like Port Huron to set up water advisory commissions, basically, those groups that will study the quality of the water, the concern, obviously, over PFAS and other contaminants. So City Council addressed this last night, right?
We did. We actually approved the creation of this Water System Advisory Council and appointed the members to the council. Now, they don't actually meet until the latter part of next year, and it certainly is just following the guidelines that the state has put forth for us. So it's a whole new commission. So
seemed like a good idea?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure. Anytime we can do to protect our water is certainly important.
Yeah. There was supposed to have been a second reading of an ordinance last night regarding park hours, and that was pulled. I guess there was it because there was so much backlash? People didn't like this idea, or what?
That's correct. You know, most of us on council asked a lot of questions when it was put before us for the first reading, and with concerns of closing the parks, they wanted to close all the parks at 9 o'clock. Well, in theory, that sounds good, except for the fact that, you know, a lot of times in the summertime, it's pretty light out until close to 10 o'clock, and families get out there, and I think you can't have it was for every park. So, you know, you can't have a one-size-fits-all, because we have so many different parks that have covered different areas. I mean, you've got the beaches, you've got, this would include every park. I mean, you've got Pine Grove Park with ball games, you've got the fishing areas, you've got Sanborn Park, where they play tennis into the evening because it's lit. So I think 9 o'clock was not necessarily a good fit for everything. It certainly is works for some of the smaller top-type parks. You wouldn't have young kids out after mm-hmm. 9 o'clock. But so they're going to, you know, there was a lot of questions, concerns, and I think not only from the council but from the community. So it was the second reading was denied, and it's gone back to the drawing board to see what can be done. So,
well, here we are at the end of the year. What are some of the highlights of 2018 as you look back?
Boy, we've had a lot of things go on in 2018, and of course, I guess from personally, it was obviously getting reelected as mayor again. So I'm happy about that. But for the city, we've had a lot of. You know, a lot of good things happen. We've been through a lot as far as, you know, our struggles with the financial situation, and that the voters did pass the millage, which didn't actually occur before 2018, but it actually didn't go into effect until 2018. So that was a help for the city. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of more progress downtown, the announcement of a new grocery store. Condos are on their way. Unemployment is down. So, I mean, there's a lot of good news on the horizon. Hopefully it continues, and we get to see a prosperous 2019.
Absolutely. What are your hopes in the new year?
Well, excuse me. I certainly hope that, like I said, I hope we continue with the progress. I think a lot has been done, and we need to... maintain what we've got, move forward. I would like to see more, a better relationship maybe with between the council and the citizens to make sure that we're covering the areas that they would like us to cover. So I would encourage that. And, I would like to see us find a solution, a final solution to our issues with the unfunded liabilities. And I know they've got some bills that are being in the lame duck session at legislature right now that could help us if they go through. So, those types of things.
All right, very good. Well, we wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. I can't believe that we're already at the end of the year.
Oh, these years go by way too fast.
They really do. We'll talk again in the new year. Pauline, thanks for your time this morning and every Tuesday after council meetings. We really appreciate
it. Oh, you're welcome, and Merry Christmas to you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.